All lines are now bridged.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us here a little bit on the early side, but this is the HITECH Annual Report Workgroup Agenda Meeting. We have the full group today, Carolyn Peterson, Erin Meary, Christina Caraballo, and Brett Oliver. And with that, I will turn it over to Carolyn and Erin to get us started.
Thanks, Lauren. Good morning, everyone. And I echo Lauren's appreciation for your showing up early this morning so we can take a very brief and broad look at some things and kind of see how things are going as we continue working on the draft. Erin?
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate everybody being here this morning, and I think it's actually a timely work group. I appreciate there's a lot of events going on right now in the health IT space, particularly around privacy and security, which I've been following very, very closely, and third-party access of data, which is definitely something for us on our list. So I think this is a very timely work group, and I appreciate everybody joining. So with that, do we want to go into it, Carolyn?
Sure. So our agenda this morning is pretty brief. We'll have some discussion of proposed topics for the gap analysis and the recommendation section. We'll have public comment, and then we'll briefly confirm our next steps and adjourn. If I could have the next slide, please. So again, here's our grid of meetings, and this is in number 6 of our 10 meetings leading up to the finalization of the annual report. So yay for us, we're halfway through. We will have another meeting on November 26th, and then one on December 13th, where we'll continue finalizing. We will present the draft to the HITECH and have some discussion in January of 2020, and then look to wrapping that up at the February HITECH meeting. The next slide, please. And for the full committee, we will be again meeting in January and February to wrap that up with HITECH. Next slide. So in our own work, we're reviewing outlines and drafts. We've taken care of the landscape analysis. We've done the HITECH progress section. And now we're working on the gap analysis and recommendations section. That's kind of the meat of what we do. And then we'll look at the draft report later on. And next slide, please. So getting into our discussion, next slide. The outline, as you know, we have the 9 sections from the executive summary through the forward overview, the HITECH progress in 2019, the landscape analysis, gap analysis, recommendations for addressing gaps, suggestions for additional HITECH activities, and the conclusion and appendices. So today we're going to be focusing on that gap analysis and also the recommendations for addressing the gaps. The next slide, please. So some recent events, this coming to the proposed topics for the gap analysis and the recommendations. There are some recent events. We reviewed a draft outline of the gap analysis in July. We presented that draft landscape analysis in September at the HITECH. And the draft outline of the gap analysis has been updated to reflect some HITECH member suggestions for the landscape analysis. Next slide, please. So we had sent out to you that list of proposed topics for the gap analysis and recommendations section. Our next steps are to review and discuss the list of proposed topics at the workgroup meeting today, and also to review the proposed topics before our next meeting at the end of the month so we can discuss those things more fully and make some decisions. Today we're looking at thoughts around newer topics like the unique device identifier and privacy and security concerns for social determinants of health data, and also considering if we have interest in more ordering or grouping of topics within those priority target area sections. For example, we could show them by tiers, like a high importance, medium importance, lesser concerning, or if we wanted to number them in order. I think we've already kind of thought that that's kind of a challenge and would be something that might be difficult to get agreement with at the high tech level. So perhaps tiers are the best. Or we can go without that if we think that that might be difficult to use as a mechanism for coming to some agreement about what to do next year. So do we have any thoughts around those considerations?
Yeah, this is Christina. Going through the grid with the privacy and security around social determinants of health, there were no recommended action items on that, and I think that I think we should remove that one. I think that social determinants of health in general is covered in other areas and was highlighted, I think, two different places within the grid, and I think that's kind of like it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I don't know what others think. I think the privacy and security is addressed within other areas that are more broad, and this just seemed like an outlier of a topic to me after reviewing the full chart.
Okay.
Carolyn, do you remember why we specifically called that out? I want to say there was a committee member that actually brought that up. And I don't recall the exact conversation, but there was some logic behind why we split that out. Do you recall?
I know that recently there was more legislation presented in Congress to try to – oh, I'm sorry, device identifiers. That has to do with some of the proposed action and discussion that FDA has been bringing forward. They've released a series of guidances in September at the end of the month. I think I want to say 6 or 8, just in almost a day or two. And some of that was brought up in some of those proposals. So it's kind of coming to the forefront as a discussion topic.
Which
is not to say that it's necessarily going to go anywhere in a way that would result in actions that HITECH could undertake to forward health IT, but it's a topic that's in the news and in the air more quite recently.
Got it.
Yeah, and right,
well,
we're doing this.
Go ahead, Aaron. No, go right ahead, Carolyn. Christina, go ahead.
Yeah, my name was under this one, and I gave it a little extra thought because I was like, it caught me off guard of bringing it up. It's not that I don't think privacy and security around social determinants of health is important. I just think it's not the right place for it. I think that we bring up social determinants of health in other areas in the grid, and we're looking at things like HIPAA and consumer rights and consumer education, and I just think that this was seemed a little off to me, and I wasn't sure what we were going to do with it. I feel like privacy and security around just all data, not just social determinants of health, is more what we should be looking at. It seemed like an unnecessary call out on a very narrow topic when it should be more broad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I hear you. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can stick it in with the other topics, with the other privacy and security topics, unless anyone has any concerns. So, if we agree that we want to do that, then we have the other question about ordering or grouping topics within priority areas, or if we want to tier things, or. It seems
hearing Karen. I understand that it's a little bit more work, but it allows the committee to try to help prioritize efforts rather than just a huge drop of problems that we see out there.
For grouping the unique device identifiers within the privacy and security concerns and not calling it out separately? Is that what you
I'm
mean?
sorry, I was going back to your original question before we got down this rabbit hole of do we want to group them by tiers? We said we didn't want to put, you know, specific numbers on it, and I agree that would be a never-ending process, but to put, you know, green, yellow, red, I don't know, whatever, some kind of tiering to the overall topics.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I anticipated your question. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I think I put two questions on the table at once, and I think that's making it a little bit confusing for us.
Yeah, I like the idea of a tier, green, yellow, red type concept.
But I guess this is Aaron. What criteria would we use to rank priority? Because, I mean, I'm in my head thinking, okay, can we say patient affecting? Well, I mean, every health IT issue could be spun to be patient affecting. We say it's, you know, directly 21st century cures related. Well, I could basically stretch any topic to that. So what's the criteria to rank?
Yeah, I suspect you could wind up with a lot of back and forth about trying to switch things back and forth between categories. I wonder if we want to group them in terms of things that seem more timely right now. Perhaps they're either related to legislation that's being considered in Congress or new policies or procedures that have been announced by different agencies. You know, things
okay.
Where there might be some activity that we should be undertaking sooner rather than later.
That's fair. That's a fair way.
Yeah, I hadn't thought through it in detail, Aaron, but I was thinking along those lines, more of an immediacy of need rather than necessarily overall importance, because you're right. I mean, getting in front of the whole high tech with everybody's different backgrounds and priorities, that could be never-ending as well, but maybe more immediacy of need.
Okay. Well, I'm good with that. I'm definitely good with that. So maybe we could, you know, I mean, I try to keep up with the health landscape, as does everybody. Maybe ONC could also help us and tell us kind of what's percolating on the horizon, if they have insight, just as guidance.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Is there some sort of master list of ONC projects or work that's underway right now? Lauren, do you know?
Not off the top of my head. I can't say there's a master list, but, you know, we have just kind of like our major kind of program priorities. So there's like, you know, obviously the big things like the certification program, everything that we're working on under 21st Century Cures will kind of be like the big bucket items, like the HR reporting program and so forth. Our proposed legislation. But if there's something that we need relative for the report, we can maybe try to just come up with a brief list for this group for the report purposes. Michelle, unless you can think of anything that I'm missing.
The thing that came to mind, and we've already started thinking about this, was the planning for the high tech itself, which is a joint process with ONC right now. And we presented in October, and that's underway to be reviewed again in January. So the timing's not perfect for this report, but we at least have a sense of where that's going. So I think that's another factor to consider.
Yeah, and that's just relative to the high tech. It's not encompassing across all of ONC.
Right. So it's just part of the picture, but it's another element to look at. That's what I'm
saying.
Okay.
Okay. Is that something that you could send out to us before the next meeting so we could look at that offline and be ready to prepare some thoughts about how we might order things? I mean, have our own kind of personal preliminary groupings.
Yeah, we can try to get you something in terms of, you know, kind of priorities across ONC as a whole. In terms of specific topics, I think, Carolyn, as you know, we're still working to refine the specific list of topics for the committee next year. But we can, you know, we'll definitely put something together.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's super helpful. I mean, Carolyn, my head, and this is just me solutioning out loud, but like it's almost like if you have a topic and it's a, you know, there's like one column that says like high tech requirement priorities, then, you know, ONC matches up with an ONC project on their list. And then we could also say, you know, also maybe a topic that's mandated by 21st Century Cures. So let's just pick on something, third party access for privacy, right? We think that's important. That lines up with maybe what ONC is looking at on some maybe legislation or ruling or whatever. And then it's, oh, yeah, it's 21st Century Cures. Now that rubric is makes sense. We push it to the top of the list.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
That makes sense to me. Do you have any thoughts, Christina or Brett?
No, I like that idea.
I think this sounds great.
Okay. Let's plan to go that way with it.
All right. Are there any topics that we're thinking about that are not on the list that was sent out or has bubbled to the top or we want to add to because of recent events or executive orders or legislation or whatever? Is there anything that you all have heard of that we've just not thought of yet? I think the only one I'm thinking about in my mind is as I talk through this, and I think we cover it in our listing and in other topics, but we may want to add some more meat to it, is what is permissible under HIPAA and really talking through that, because I think there are implications to there are potential implications to TEFCA and to information blocking, the NPRMs, due to what I look at as how third parties access data, even what is permissible under HIPAA. And specifically, I'm referencing all the recent activity with Google and Ascension and Google and University of Chicago and Google and Mayo Clinic and all the fever fury that's going on right now in the industry around this. And one is an education aspect to it. Two is what is actually permissible, and what does it mean when, you know, you have a provider like Brett who has full right and privileges to be able to ask for data for patient treatment purposes, but it doesn't mean that people can also then shoe in research and QI requests underneath that same umbrella. So I don't know, you know, if there's any more need for us to expand on any of the privacy and security topics, but that one is getting a lot of press right now and a lot of attention from everybody.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
No, I was just looking at the grid, and I think they're captured. Aaron, where do you see that we haven't adequately captured?
I was saying I think we did capture it. I just wanted to make sure that if anybody had any different perspectives that needed to be added to what we've captured already, that let's add it, right, given how much focus is on it. So I was saying I do think there may be we already captured it, but I just want to make sure that we didn't miss some specific dimension somebody wants to speak towards third-party access. That's all.
So in reviewing this, one thing I wanted to point out, and I know this is really little, but in the section where it says the draft plan for the HITECH, there's a part that says intersection of medical devices and health IT is potential. I'm doing a lot of work right now within the standards development organizations and HL7, and one of the things that has come up as kind of something to be aware of is when we think of medical devices, we also need to include consumer apps, and they're different, and they have different kind of rules and regulations. Some are, you've got the one side of the spectrum, which is the medical devices, which are FDA approved and have their own set of guidelines. And then you've got the other side that's like consumer apps that don't have the same guidelines. And I think there's a growing disconnect on how they kind of cohabitate. And I just think want to point that out. So instead of just putting medical devices, I would say medical devices and consumer-facing applications, consumer apps. Just expand upon it.
I think that would be very helpful, not just for the public, but for folks in Congress who get calls from concerned constituents and need some kind of brief, sharp document that helps them understand the issues so they can respond appropriately. We can step back to that in a second. We're right on 8:55, so we need to go to public comment, but we'll likely have another minute or two to chat.
Carolyn, operator, can we open the public line?
Yes. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
And do we have anyone in the queue at this time?
There are no comments in the queue.
Okay, then Carolyn, I'll hand it back to you for a few more minutes.
Okay. So yes, this whole question of what's allowed under HIPAA and what are the differences between health IT like electronic health records versus health IT like consumer apps and differentiating and understanding, that's certainly a hot button topic right now and very relevant. I think it's valuable to all if we include something about that in the annual report.
Yeah, I agree. And the enforcement crossover, right? So, I mean, there's an FTC perspective, obviously, when it comes to third-party consumer apps. There's a FDA component if it's a app that is medical device, like, you know, in nature. And then there's, of course, OCR if it's provider. And, of course, a provider could also be all three of those, right, and have to deal with all three agencies. So there's even a jurisdiction question on the back end, like who do people go to if they have questions?
It crosses over to the interoperability section of our report, too. So you think about it like just like data standards and approaches and ways to implement applications so that consumers can have this plug-and-play concept that doesn't currently exist. I mean, CMS points to a concept of bring your own device, but that doesn't really, you can't do that right now. So like what data standards or approaches are enabling this expanding ecosystem with more and more cool consumer-facing applications to be able to actually be a part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, what's interesting is that there was actually an interesting article from Health Affairs that came out yesterday articulating the need for another agency that actually does that full-time. Like they're almost like a National Transportation Safety Board kind of thing that looks at all this stuff and makes recommendations and helps guide the public. Now, I'm not advocating for another agency. I'm just saying that there's a lot of interesting trains of thought out there dealing with this very complicated issue. Just think about that, you know, there may be, I'm not saying agency, but I'm saying there may be other legislative vehicles or levers to pull that could help clear the air or at least set some direction, because I think we're all highlighting on the issue that this is really murky.
Yep, and I'm just pulling that up right now so I can post the URL in the public chat space before we close our call so that gets captured. I did see that too. I thought that was interesting. Haven't thought about the full implications of that down the road and how the challenges that would result from that agency trying to work with ONC and others that would be involved. But it's certainly something to think about.
Yep.
Okay, I got that in the public chat, so that'll get captured. But yeah, that's a very interesting concept, and it might be worth considering how else information could be managed or what the implications are for trying to look at that in a different way than than the system works now. Maybe that's a discussion topic for HITACH for next year, too.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I think I foresee third-party access rising to the top of our list quickly, and this all plays into that.
Yep. So I see we are now at the top of the hour. I'm wondering if anyone has any closing comments before we end our meeting.
I know we're out of time, but why did you put the call out the unique device identifier? Did we want to discuss that, or are we out of time?
We're out of time. I think we're going to put that in the section with the privacy and security concerns.
Yep.
We're not going to call it out separately.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone. I'm going to have to drop.
Yeah, I appreciate it, everybody.
Yep, me too.
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Thank you all. Have a great day.